I first met Craig in Freshers Week at university when we were both 17. He lived in the flat above me in Halls.
And each flat had 10 people in it? There's quite a lot of people all in these small spaces. And you got to know the flats above and below and things like that. So we'd go on a few nights out or communal nights out in Freshers Week and things like that.
And he was very sort of sweet-natured and quiet. I think also the sort of first impressions are quite marred by a lot of alcohol. I think both of our flats sort of gelled really quickly, and it was sort of lots and lots of drinking games. And I think I was sort of instantly attracted, but we were quite like coy and shy.
And as you said, they started to devise plans to sort of push us together more and more.
We were dared to kiss. It was coming from a place from our flatmates of, come on, you two. I think we were always sort of giving each other the eye and just, like, we'd be always chatting to each other and things on nights out.
My first impressions of you were this very confident Glaswegian girl, which I really, really admired. Just you sort of slightly alternative. Well, everyone was sort of a arty-farty crowd, but you were just sort of unapologetically you, and it's fantastic.
He let me call him the wrong name for about 3 months, which is quite sweet. He didn't have the heart to correct me.
From then on, it was great. And our first sort of few dates being students were very much watching The Mighty Boosh for all hours of the night and just chatting all night.
I think we're both very similar. We just like having a laugh. I definitely think the first thing was, gosh, you're tall. And he was always someone that like looked after people and would always kind of take that role on of like caring for people, which was nice. I think it all sort of like blossomed really quickly because we like practically like lived together. He was doing environmental design and I was doing textile design.
And I got to know you, and there's certain things that you're slightly more reserved about. I think one of my favourite things about you is that's never stopped you. It's always okay realise that I can do these things, and you push through them, and we've always been hand in hand in these mad wee adventures ever since, as we've grown up.
I think one of your aunties always said when we first got together that she was gutted that we'd met each other so young.
We were 17, so very young, and I only had a couple of girlfriends before that. Never real relationships. Our first kiss was at Hall, in the student halls. It wasn't particularly romantic or anything, but it was good. It was hilarious. It's good fun. And then that sparked it, the sort of the realization that you both like each other and it's okay. It was quite magical. We've got a few friends now that will see multiple people or the date or to go on various dates and stuff. And I've never really understood that quite as much. It's always just been you as soon as we met. I think we met each other's parents fairly quickly, and I never really remember being like this is serious. It was just always like this is great, this is going really well. And I think you were the first to say I love you maybe a year in, but it was at the time that we were both happy to say it to each other back, which was lovely that no one said it outright and then it wasn't returned. I very much was keen to return that, which was nice.
Do you know what, the first winter was wild because Dundee had like the worst snowstorm that it's ever had, and Craig had gone home to Edinburgh and the snow was like knee high deep. It was really bad, and I think some people were going back to the halls. I messaged Craig saying, oh, like I've gone back to Dundee, and his dad drove him in a blizzard from Edinburgh back to Dundee at like 11 o'clock at night to come and be with me. His dad got here and we were all just sledding down the hill, and I think his dad was like, I brought you back for this. Like, we've just gone through a snowstorm, like dangerous for this.
The first winter, it was very, very, very lovely. It was the sort of early stages of a relationship where it's going. It's very exciting. And just wanting to go back to university. but not to study, just to see Lara.
He's very kind, very sort of really, really cares about all the people that really matter to him. He just knows how to push me in the right direction. And I feel like I've grown a lot from that.
We got married last year, so we've been going about 11 years. When it started, did so get really serious about it, like starting to think about an engagement ring and things, 2018, 2017, saved up. And then I got jewellery lessons, jewellery, and I made her engagement ring. So in secret, I was on a job and always telling my boss that I had doctor's appointments and things like that, but I'd be going to do jewellery lessons in Holborn, and eventually made the ring and asking your parents what they thought. Your mum cried, which was quite emotional. Your mum cried, she was very excited that I was going to propose. We were going to Brazil for New Year that year. So I was like, okay, I'll kind of take the ring on the plane and do it in Brazil. And your dad had a similar experience of taking an engagement thing through an airport. And if they check your bag while you're standing there, all of these nerves and things like that. And it was New Year's morning. I proposed on this wee beach when there was no one around. It was lovely. And you said yes.